Warren Buffett's investment genius doesn't stem from market predictions or complex formulas. It comes from understanding true value.
While investors frantically poured money into dot-com stocks in the late 1990s, Buffett quietly purchased bonds.
When the inevitable crash came, he sat with billions in cash, ready to acquire undervalued assets at bargain prices. This approach has made him one of the wealthiest people on earth, through principles from just three books.
His methods have influenced countless investors, including celebrities like Will Smith and Ashton Kutcher, who credit Buffett's wisdom for their financial success.
What's most remarkable is that anyone can apply these same principles. You don't need insider connections or advanced degrees, just a willingness to think differently about investing than the crowd.
12-year-old Billy runs a lemonade stand, earning $600 each summer. When offered $300 for his business, he initially thinks it's fair, since his equipment only cost $85. His father explains intrinsic value, the genuine worth of a profitable business beyond physical assets. By calculating four more years of earnings, $2,100, Billy realizes the offer severely undervalues his business. This story introduces four key investment concepts: earnings, Billy's $600 profit; market price, the $300 offer; book value, the $85 equipment; and intrinsic value, the calculated $2,100 future worth. While stocks capture attention, bonds are equally important for wealth building. When you purchase a bond, you become a lender, receiving regular interest payments and eventual return of principal. This relationship forms the backbone of trillion-dollar global debt markets. Bonds offer contractual obligations that stocks cannot: guaranteed regular income and principal return. A $100 bond paying 5% annually through semi-annual $2.5 payments demonstrates this predictability. The magic compounds when you reinvest these payments.
Bonds become particularly valuable during market bubbles and economic uncertainty. When markets show irrational exuberance, quality bonds yielding above 4-5% provide steady income, preserve capital, and prepare you for inevitable market corrections. Evaluate bonds by considering creditworthiness, interest rate environment, and duration risk.
Investors behave like fish in schools, crowding into hot investments while ignoring other opportunities, driven by greed. When threatened, they scatter collectively, selling based on others' actions rather than understanding actual risks. This creates the market's fear-greed cycle. Billionaires invert this perspective, seeing recessions as buying opportunities and bull markets as times for bonds. The key insight: market price rarely equals intrinsic value, creating opportunities for those who calculate true worth while ignoring crowd psychology. During downturns, disciplined investors like Buffett purchase stocks at bargain prices while others panic sell. Market movements ultimately transfer wealth from the emotional to the rational, from reactors to analyzers.
How should we define successful investing? Most market participants act irrationally, driven by fear and greed, while markets merely transfer wealth rather than produce it. The minimum performance standard should be the risk-free rate, 10-year Treasury note. Any risky investment should logically outperform this baseline. For truly successful investing, target only investments that can return at least 1.75 times the risk-free rate. This approach prioritizes protecting principal. High-risk, high-gain propositions aren't investments. They're gambles that wise investors avoid. You gain advantage by remaining calm and logical, rather than treating investing like gambling. While markets grow over time, disciplined methods can significantly increase returns and protect against crashes. Instead of fixating on daily price movements, successful investors assess the best-priced assets whenever cash is available. Since financial statements update only quarterly, there's little reason to worry about day-to-day fluctuations. This perspective transforms investing from an emotional roller coaster into a methodical process of identifying value, like shopping with a calculator, rather than buying whatever catches your eye.
Warren Buffett's approach to stock selection requires discipline through four essential rules. First, seek vigilant leadership. Companies need ethical, fiscally responsible managers. evaluate through debt metrics, debt-to-equity ratio, preferably below 0.50, current ratio, above 1.0, and bond ratings. Zero-debt companies typically weather downturns better than leveraged competitors. Second, focus on long-term prospects. Select businesses you can hold forever, companies whose products will remain relevant for decades. This approach also avoids capital gains taxes, which significantly erode returns over time. Third, demand stability and understandability. Choose companies with predictable performance histories. Like students with consistent test scores, stable company histories enable meaningful intrinsic value calculations. Without stability, calculating intrinsic value becomes impossible. Finally, insist on undervaluation. Calculate intrinsic value before looking at market price to avoid influence from market sentiment. Only purchase when market price offers a significant discount to this calculated value, what a business is genuinely worth based on discounted future cash flows.
Even the best investment strategy fails without proper personal financial management. Consider this. 78% of NFL players face financial distress within 2 years of retirement, and 60% of NBA players go broke within 5 years. High income doesn't guarantee financial security. The culprit is typically lifestyle inflation, increasing spending as income rises, which prevents wealth building despite substantial earnings. The key principle is buying assets that generate monthly income. Determine how much you can permanently save monthly without affecting your lifestyle, aiming for at least 20% of net income. View investments as ownership stakes generating income through dividends, interest, or rental payments. Even modest dividend payments compound significantly. A $10,000 investment yielding 3% annually grows to over $24,000 in 30 years through reinvestment alone. Treat your personal finances like a business. Monitor cash flows, maintain emergency reserves, 6 to 12 months of expenses, and invest systematically in income-producing assets. Unlike athletes who deplete their 5-year well of earnings, disciplined investors create perpetual income streams through diversified assets.
Adam Smith, author of The Wealth of Nations, was not merely advocating for self-interest. This moral philosopher explored how societies could achieve both ethical behavior and economic prosperity. His invisible hand concept showed how properly channeled self-interest could serve the greater good. Smith observed that wealthy societies share common elements: individual liberties, limited government, open markets, and efficient judicial systems. Markets function best when supported by strong institutions and ethical behavior, reminding us that investing means participating in a system that creates prosperity through ethical practices. The intelligent investor needs patience to wait for opportunities, knowledge to recognize hidden value, and discipline to act on principles rather than emotions. These qualities align with Smith's vision of the virtuous economic actor who balances self-interest with moral awareness. When investing, consider Smith's core question: have you empathized with others before making decisions that credit your own self-interests? Companies that maintain strong customer relationships, treat employees fairly, and contribute positively to communities often achieve better long-term results. The goal is creating value through businesses that serve others while providing sustainable returns.